Chutter Max and the Space Farm Tantrum. Last time we saw Chutter Max, he had just finished his exciting visit to Captain Milky Way's ice cream farm in space. He had tasted the most amazing rainbow ice cream flavors, and he even discovered his new favorite, space chocolate. But today, something very different was about to happen. Chutter Max was still buzzing with excitement as he floated outside the dairy farm. His tiny worm body was gone again, and he had turned back into his green, fuzzy self with big blue eyes. He zipped around in his chocolate-sponsored UFO, shouting, "This is the best day ever!" But suddenly something unexpected happened. As he reached for another space chocolate bar inside his cockpit, he realized it was gone. The whole box was empty. "What?" Chutter Max shouted. "Who ate all my space chocolate?" Just then, Chompy the dinosaur drifted by in his floaty hotel infinity pool. He looked very relaxed, splashing gently with his tail. "Oh hi, Max," Chompy called. "Did you know the cosmic dolphins brought snacks? I may have grabbed a few." Chutter Max's eyes grew wide, his fuzzy cheeks turned red. "You ate my chocolate bars?" Chompy looked embarrassed. "Well, I thought they were for sharing. I didn't mean to make you upset." But Max was already fuming. He stomped his tiny feet on the dashboard. "I'm so angry right now," he shouted. "I wanted those. They were mine." His voice echoed inside the UFO. At that very moment, Captain Milky Way trotted over in her shiny astronaut suit. "What's all this yelling about?" she asked gently. "He ate my chocolate," Max said, his little fists balled up. "And now I'm mad." Captain Milky Way nodded calmly. "It sounds like you feel angry, Max, and that's okay. Everyone feels angry sometimes, but what matters is what we do when we're angry." Chutter Max crossed his fuzzy arms and huffed. "But I don't want to calm down." Captain Milky Way knelt down beside him. "Max, anger is like space fire. If you let it burn wild, it can hurt your friends. But if you stop, take a deep breath and use your words, the fire cools down. Want to try it with me?" Max was still grumpy, but he agreed. Together they took a deep breath. "Inhale. Exhale," Captain Milky Way said. Chompy joined in too, blowing bubbles in his pool. Slowly, Max's red cheeks turned back to green, his fists relaxed. "Okay," he said quietly. "I'm still mad, but I don't feel like exploding anymore." Chompy swam closer. "I'm sorry, Max. I should have asked before eating the chocolate." Max took another deep breath. "I forgive you, Chompy, but next time, please ask first. I really liked those bars." "Deal," said Chompy, shaking Max's fuzzy hand with his big dinosaur claw. Captain Milky Way smiled. "See, Max, you can be angry, but also kind. That's the strongest kind of space power." The three friends sat together, sharing the snacks that were left. Instead of chocolate, they had comet cookies and stardust popcorn. And to Max's surprise, they tasted almost as good.